What happens after the breakup? Question mark, question mark, question mark. Hey, everybody, it's A.S. Cobb, your host of your favorite podcast, Keep Calm and Work It Out. Tips and talks about how to strengthen your relationships through effective communication. Today, we're talking about after the breakup. What happens after the breakup? I'm rolling with my boy Anthony, and we're covering some pretty great topics. This is the first installment, and I hope you get a chance to check out the rest of them. Here's episode one, representing Blacklight Communication Strategies and BlacklightAcademy.org. Let's ride. All right, so we're going to talk about relationships. Some of the listeners seem to like, you know, my talks about relationships. So that's what we're going to do. I have a familiar voice here with me today, Anthony Abarca. Say what's up.
How you guys doing?
All right. Welcome back, man. I really appreciated the time and energy and effort that you put into the previous podcast that we've done together. It's really inspiring. I like your outlook. And we're talking about relationships today, but we're going to talk about after the relationship. So if you follow me, you know where we're going with this. What happens after the relationship? Let Anthony give you a little bit of a ramp up to what we're going to talk about today. Go ahead. Were you just saying what happens after a relationship when you think you found one?
So personally, in my experience, I was once in a relationship. I thought that person was the one. And once that relationship ended, to get over that person. Sometimes in relationships, you meet a person, you're with them for a long time, and you get used to being with that person, fall in love with that person. But once that person leaves, you can't force them to be in that relationship if they don't want to be in that relationship anymore. And once that happens, how do you accept that? How do you get over that? Do you just lose hope and say, love isn't for me and I'll never find love once again? Or do you slowly overcome it, stop trying to look for it, and let it come to you?
And I see this a lot, where males want to be in the relationship more than a female wants to be in a relationship. And, you know, that comes from a lot of males feeling like, you know, having a woman is going to complete them. And I think that's a dangerous person. I'll tell any woman, that's a dangerous man, talking about, you complete me. No, ladies, you need to have a whole man when you get into a relationship. Not one that says, I'm just better when I have a woman with me. I just do better. You know, I'll get my stuff together if I just had you by my side. You know, no. That means that that's baby boy syndrome. You know what I mean? Like, you know, you're looking for another mother. Because, ladies, that's what he's looking for. And if that's what you want to be, then make it clear that that's what you want to be, is somebody's mama. But you can't raise a man. Okay? The same problems his mama had with him, leaving his dirty socks, you know, on the kitchen floor. Yes, on the kitchen floor. You know, not cleaning up, being trifling or whatever, you know, pilfering money and pills and liquor from her and stuff like that. Like, that's the same stuff you're going to deal with if that's what you choose you're going to be. You know what I'm saying? And another thing, I'm trying not to go too far off, but we're going to come back to it. So another thing is, lady and men, I guess, but meet your man's mama. Maybe he was raised by a grandmother or an auntie or, you know, a foster parent or whatever. Meet whoever raised him. Okay? So you've heard before that, you know, by how a man treats his mother is how he's going to treat his woman. Okay? But look at their relationship and their dynamic. And is that something that you can deal with if you're going to take the place of his mama? You're going to be the one to feed him, clothe him, cook him, you know, and again, raise him. All right. So think about that. And so we're talking about after the relationship, when the relationship is over, don't dog that man. Because if that man never changed on you, and for you, Anthony, if that woman never changed on you, you really have no dog in that fight. You know what I mean? You're complaining because you didn't get your needs met because y'all were unequally yoked. That wasn't your woman. Ladies, that ain't your man. Because if it's your woman, if it's your man, it ain't hard. It ain't hard at all. You know what I mean? It just falls into place. Not that it will be without any problems, but it just works out. So at the end of the relationship, you pull out of that relationship the good stuff. Okay? Like a bag of apples and stuff. You know, they say one bad apple will spoil the whole bunch. Well, why don't you just take that apple out and wash the rest of the apples so that you have good apples? Because if you let them sit there too long amongst each other, yes, that one bad apple is going to cause the rest of the apples. It's going to cause the one next to it to rot. And then it's going to cause the one next to it to rot. And so forth and so on. But do you give up on love? If you want to. I mean, really. If you want to. Give up on love. All right? I don't think that's the right thing to do. I don't think it's a smart thing to do. I don't think it's a healthy thing to do. But if that's what you want to do, move on with your life. Give up on love and don't talk to us about it anymore. But instead, remember the good times. Pull out the good times. And hopefully you were better at the end of that relationship than you were going into the relationship. Because any relationship that you're in should make you better. The person should make you better. The mistakes you made in that relationship, you should never, ever make again. And you should be conscious and wise about it. Understanding that these are the reasons why the relationship went away. So move into your next relationship not being that guy. But like dudes, I will tell you, they get into relationship, the relationship's in, and they never take inventory as to what they did to make the relationship go bad. A lot of men want to talk about how they were the victim. And I'm focusing on men right now. It's not that women don't do the same thing, but we talk about how we're the victim and how we were misused and stuff like that. When we allowed someone to use us, we allowed them to take our kindness. And you know what? They didn't take it. They accepted it. Huh? They accepted our kindness because we put it out there. They accepted our doing too much. Okay, are loving too much. And yes, you can love too much. So at the end of it, no. I say don't give up on love unless you're that bitter person that wants to. Other than that, don't give up on love, but be stronger because of the relationship that you were in. Be better because of the relationship that you were in. And hopefully the other person is a better person because they were in a relationship with you. Otherwise, what did you do? Because most of the relationships that we go into are not forever. We talk about that a lot. Reason and the season. Chances are, if you're dating somebody, you probably won't be dating them next year or a couple of years from now. So enjoy that time. Don't hold them accountable for what some other person did to you in the past. Okay? Or what your mama or daddy did to you in the past. Or what a friend did to you in the past. Live in the moment with that person and grow with that person. Develop your new reality with that person. And don't bring them into some reality that you've already created. You know? So, yeah, I know I'm listening to myself and I'm feeling, you know, I'm getting a little anxious and, you know, I'm not upset or anything, but I just feel passionate about this because of a lot of things that I hear and see people doing in relationships. It's like, come on now, you know, develop your self-worth, get in touch with your self-worth, get in touch with your talent, get in touch with how special you are, you know, and then you can say that person missed out because that's how it should be. Don't sit there and wallow in the fact that they're gone because that wasn't your man. That wasn't your woman. If it was your man and if it was your woman, you still would be with him or her. Bam. Period. What you think about that?
To some extent, I can agree with your point of view. I'm not. Part of me wants to take some of that personal, but I'm not going to. I understand where you're coming from on that. And I believe that. I feel that. Okay. I can only really speak on my previous relationship, which is where I experienced that and, you know, kind of what we're discussing. I feel that I really did put a lot into it, and I understand where you're coming from saying that I did that. And I'm not mad about that relationship. I'm grateful. I learned a lot. There was a lot of good times and there was a lot of bad times. And the bad times, instead of being salty about them or staying mad at that person and hating them because of it. Hate's a very strong word. But instead of doing that, I'm grateful that I had those experiences. I learned from it and I'm moving forward now. It took me a while actually to get over that person. And now I feel, as I'm older now, that as we stated in the previous podcast, is that now as you kind of previously said in this podcast as well, don't look for a child that's going to need you, a boy or a girl that's going to need you to complete them. Find a man, find a woman who is already complete, and you can both set your goals together.
Yes.
That you both have something that you want to achieve together. Help each other work together. Help each other be better, grow together. Instead of necessarily, and while at the beginning of that relationship, you already kind of did have your stuff together. You already had your life together. You don't need that person to pick you up from the ground up.
It's a good point I'm going to speak on. Continue.
And I feel that for those who do go through that, the people who do need that other person to complete them, those are the ones who will stay reminiscing and being mad at that person because they don't realize that they were supposed to have their life together in the first place. They don't need someone to babysit them and teach them how to be an adult or you know, act the age that they're supposed to be. I feel like I'm ranting and I'm getting emotional about it. But, yeah, another thing that I'd like to hit on is that you said that you believe that males are the ones who mostly say that they need a woman or you know, but how do you feel about those who use a man or use a woman? And I guess that's kind of just going over what you already previously said, but using that person instead of being with that person and helping each other grow and attain those goals together as I previously